Unit 8, page 87, exercises 4 and 5.
Hello and welcome. I'm Paddy and this is Paddy's Planet Patrol. This week's podcast is all about looking after the world's supply of fresh water. When there's a drought where we live, everyone panics and tries to save water around the home. But our life choices don't just affect the water supply in our local area. They also affect water on the other side of the planet. In China, for example, where a lot of food, clothes and technology are produced, the rivers are drying up. Why? Because so much of the river water is diverted to support agriculture and industry upriver. So, what can we do to help? Use less, not just of water, but of everything. When you turn on a faucet, you can see how much water you're using. But when you turn on a light bulb, you're using up water too, even if you can't see it. Because most types of electricity production require huge amounts of water. On average, you need 4 litres of water to have a light bulb turned on for an hour. So avoid leaving one on if you don't need it. That's such a waste of water. Technology production is a thirsty business too. A smartphone has a water footprint of 13,000 litres because of processes like extracting the required substances from the earth, turning them into usable materials, manufacturing the phone parts, transporting them, and so on. So, you should try not to buy a new smartphone too often. Food is another area where our choices make a big difference. On the whole, the more meat you consume, the worse it is for your water footprint. It takes a massive 2,400 litres to produce one burger. That's mostly because cows eat a lot of food, and growing it needs a lot of water. Not just to water the plants, but also to make fertilisers, gas for farm vehicles and so on. This means cows have a big water footprint. It would be far better to eat chicken than beef. Chickens eat considerably less food for the amount of meat they produce, so their meat uses up less water. One of the most surprising things I found out was about drinks. To produce one cup of coffee, you need 136 litres of water. Isn't that crazy? Drinking tea is a better option, but milk is even worse than coffee. Remember I said that cows have a big water footprint? Well, to get just one glass of cow's milk, you need an extraordinary 336 litres of water. If you want a cold drink, go for plain old water every time. It's definitely the water-wise choice. Be good global citizens, people. Think carefully about your water footprint, and hopefully there'll be enough water to go around. For us, and for the generations who come after us.